Hello and welcome. It's Friday, February 16th. We're glad you're here. We start today by considering the word transubstantiation. The word transubstantiation may sound complicated. Simply put, it is a term used by the Church to describe what takes place at every Mass. What appears to us as bread and wine becomes the body and blood, the real presence of Jesus during the celebration of the Eucharist. Just as the disciples did not fully grasp what was taking place during the Last Supper, so it is with us. The mystery that is the Eucharist is something that is beyond human comprehension and intelligence. Only through faith can we truly see the body and blood of Jesus under the appearance of bread and wine. As a term, transubstantiation was first used by Hildebert of Lavardin, the Archbishop of Tours, in the 11th century. And it was at the Council of Trent, 1545 to 1563, that transubstantiation became official church teaching. But long before the term came into being were the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples during the Last Supper. When we celebrate the Eucharist, we recall those words of Jesus, and through the power of the Holy Spirit and the instrumentality of the bishop or priest, the bread and wine are transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. And now for our gospel. Then Jesus took the bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which will be given for you. Do this in memory of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which will be shed for you." Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. The family member presiding at Passover would take the bread and say, "This is the bread of affliction which our ancestors had to eat as they came out of Egypt." But Jesus, instead of identifying it as the bread of affliction, says, "This is my body, which will be given for you." Jesus also gives new meaning to the wine. It becomes his blood of the covenant and now seals a bond between God and the human race. I'm familiar with covenant. That's what marriage promises are. I can catch the implications of the Eucharist covenant if I picture God speaking his promises to me. "I, God, take you to be my own, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. And when you die, my son will walk with you through death and bring you safely home to peace and joy and life forever." Remember, a covenant involves both parties. We have to speak our part. "I take you, God, to be my own." spend some quiet time with the Lord.